Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, welcome. You are in the clubhouse. It's a beautiful November 10th. Okay, it's going to be mostly cloudy with some scattered showers today, but it's a beautiful day. Of course, we're in Hawaii, and the easterly winds are 15 miles or thereabouts. Nancy Cross, tournament director, Hyundai Tournament of Champions. No, I did not mispronounce it. Sunday, Hyundai, that's how they pronounce Hyundai, Tournament of Champions. The tournament director, Nancy Cross, joining us this morning. But first, let's thank our sponsors.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And by Princeville's Prince Course, magnificent by nature. Completely renovated greens, bunkers, and clubhouse. The Prince Course is offering Kama'aina unlimited Saturday and Sunday play for just $99. Call 826-5001. Princeville's Prince Course.
Did you hear that? $99 unlimited play on the weekend for Kama'aina. If you need to get out and play golf, and I know I need to after spending the morning at the Aloha Golf Center, boy, I had a great time. I want to go play. We've got tee times for you right now at the Prince Course, 8:40, 10:20, 12 o'clock, unlimited time on the course, only $99. And get ready for the Princeville Prince Course, their sale. It's the pre-holiday event coming up next Saturday with a craft fair from 9 until 4 and a demo day with Titleist and TaylorMade. That all starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Over the next 4 months, we're going to give away two trips for two on Hawaiian Airlines to the West Coast and four nights at the Palace Hotel in San Francisco, a member of Starwood's luxury collection of hotels. We'll get 18 qualifiers. We'll do a drawing for the first winner. And then after we've given away the first trip for two to San Francisco, we'll start all over again and give away the second. Let's bring in now Nancy Cross, the tournament director, Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. Good morning, Nancy.
Early.
I'm so glad you're in with us, and we've got so much to talk about. Can we start off at the Children's Miracle Network, where Charlie Belgian is leading? Charlie's got a story. Tied for second, Reggie Imaja, Harris English, Matt Jones, Charlie Wee, Charles Howell, Mark Anderson, Henrik Stenson. Hawaii's Dean Wilson unfortunately did not make the cut, nor did Mike Weir, James Driscoll, Rod Pampling, Billy Mayfair, Bill Lundy, Gary Christian. Of course, this is the final event.
Qualifying event for our tournament.
For the Tournament of Champions, and to keep your card to get full exemption into the PGA Tour. Charlie Belgian scared everybody yesterday, including his caddy, when he said something to the effect of, "I think I'm going to die." Charlie spent the entire night in a hospital till 4 o'clock this morning. He says he had his golf shoes on. They were doing every test imaginable to try to figure out why he was suffering from shortness of breath. He was sitting down on the course. He at times couldn't catch his breath. He was going numb. Basically, the medics were just kind of walking around. "Are you sure you're okay?" "Yeah, I'm going to play. I'm going to keep playing. He did not know. He asked if he made the cut. He can't.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't know where he stood. And he shot a 64.
Holy moly.
I know. Just amazing. The Children's Miracle Network doesn't have a title sponsor yet or a sponsor. So I think they ought to give Charlie Belgian a check, because he just made this tournament probably one of the most talked about we've had.
Or check him into their
Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So it was very, very exciting. Exciting to see that all of these guys, Imada, English, Jones, Wee, Howell, Anderson Stenson all tied for second.
Wow. We haven't yet. Charlie Howell hasn't been out here in a while. And so we'll see. It'll be exciting. I mean, if with a new winner, we would have 37 qualifiers for our tournament. So it'll be very exciting.
It is. We have a great field. I love what Justin Rose said. Something about he's gone to play at Kapalua twice just to play golf, and he felt like he had been missing out, and now he gets to bring his family.
Right. Well, last year his wife, I think, had a he canceled at the last minute, like December 28th, because his wife had not had the baby. So, in fact, I just emailed her yesterday, Kate, to say, okay, come on, what accommodation arrangements can we make for you guys? So we definitely hope he's planning on coming. You know, with our qualified field, Danielle, they don't have to commit to the PGA Tour till the Friday before. So we always think we know who's coming, but, you know, you never know. But obviously we're really excited to have Steve Stricker come back to defend. Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson back this year, you know, Matt Kuchar, some Zach Johnson, and I'm really excited to have Ricky Fowler play for the first time. I think he'll be a huge draw and bring out a younger crowd. He's bringing his parents and his grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Tanaka, so I think that's a great story. I think I told his agent, well, he'll just fit right in. He can be a Hoppa Howley boy here. So, you know, we're excited to have him, Webb Simpson, you know, so we've got a good field, you know, and, you know, Hunter Mahon, Mark Wilson, FedEx Cup winner, Snedeker. So it's going to be a good tournament.
Oh, yeah. This is very, very exciting. A great field. Especially, you know, this is the last time that the Hyundai Tournament of Champions will begin the PGA Tour season, as it has
that for... That is correct.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a short season. 2013 ends in the fall and then begins the 20... I don't know how to express it. It's the 2013-2014 season?
Yeah, it's a little... It's definitely a little more complicated, I mean... to me, but I'm obviously not to others, but the 2014 qualifiers will be it'll be different, but we will not be the season opening event, but we will still be the Tournament of Champions, you know, a very unique format, the only one where you have to be a winner to play, so that definitely won't change, you know, we just look forward to the 2013 event. You know, our gates will open January 3rd, Thursday's Pro-Am, free admission. And our tickets are so reasonable. It's a great family event because children 18 and under are allowed in free, as well as military with the proper ID. So I always say, where can you go to a premier sporting event, family of five, you know, two adults for $60? So
no, you can't.
It's a great event.
Yes, yes. But to make this event possible, there's only one way to do it, and that's to have enough volunteers to run the event.
Because,
right? And you still need volunteers?
We do need some volunteers, and I do have to, as you said, Danielle, couldn't do it without them. We have a great volunteer force and great volunteer chairpersons that have worked with us for many years. Ed Hogan is our overall chairman, and just a great group of dedicated people who are even doing more for us than they've ever done before. This year, the volunteers will be handling the airport transfer for the professionals. So, I mean, volunteer, and you may be driving, you know, Bubba, you know, from the airport to the hotel. So we've had to increase our needs, you know, to handle that responsibility. And so we still need a few volunteers. It really is a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. People fly in from the mainland, plan their vacations around this to volunteer. We also get a lot of local folks helping us out. We've had you know, past mayors, we have council members that have done it for 25 years.
Wow.
And so if they're interested in doing so, we urge you all, to not just help the event, but the event, it has a huge economic impact to the state and to our charitable organizations. Danielle, you've heard me say this before, but since the event moved to Maui in 1999, the event and its host organizations have raised over $4 million, with all that money staying right in Maui. And so if you want to volunteer, you can go to golf@kapalua.com and then click on the tournament, and you'll see volunteer information, or you can call us here at 808-665-9160, and we'll make sure to email you the link. So I just urge you all out there, it's really, the tournament is a great opportunity for anybody to get up close and personal, I say, to these professionals, because it's not super crowded like it is at other tournaments. But when you're volunteering, you know, you really get a chance to, watch these guys play and really, get to see some things. So just urge the Maui community to volunteer for us.
You get to meet new people, make new friends?
Make new friends. We've got the same folks that have come out year after year. If you work, so many shifts, I believe 5 shifts, you will get a round of golf. But that's not the reason these folks do that, They do it to really help the community and, just keep a really premier sporting event here in Hawaii.
That's great. It's great. And the Ricky Fowler and his family coming, that's huge. It would be nice, if Tiger would just show up, but we don't really need Tiger Woods. We have a great field.
Well, that's up to them. We would love to have Tiger come on out. We don't know that that is happening, but we do have a fantastic field, nevertheless. So come out and watch them.
Yes.
Champions, all champions.
Yes. Steve Stricker is the defending champion. He's an amazing person to watch on the golf course. Just a great person. Dustin Johnson, Brent Snedeker, and some of the new guys that we haven't seen yet, Jonas Blixt, a winner. I hope he comes out.
He's definitely coming. And, Tommy Gainey. We've got a lot of new guys, coming out for the first time for our event. Mark Leishman and
John Huh. John Huh?
John who? No, just kidding. No.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we're excited to have him as well.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
We've got, another FedEx Cup winner, Bill Haas, coming out, Nick Watney, and what you said about Steve Stricker, we couldn't have asked for a better champion. He's just a super great guy, we're just looking forward to it.
Me too. So volunteers, give us the number again.
Okay, well, you can just call us at 808-665-9160 or go to the website golf@kapalua.com and you'll see a tournament page there, and then it'll say volunteers. Click on there and it'll send you to the link where we have online registration. And who knows, you may be picking up one of the pros from the airport if you sign on for on-course or on-road transportation. But there's a lot of, different exciting opportunities. And as you said, Danielle, you make a lot of good friends. It's a lot of fun, but you're helping the Maui and all its charitable organizations.
Exactly. Is there the Road to Kapalua, that Facebook sweepstakes, is that still going on?
I believe that is. That is on Hyundai's website, and I believe that is still going on.
Yeah, either that or they've chosen the winner, and that one lucky fan gets to go to Kapalua's plantation course at the beginning of the course of 2013 season, which is the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. Nancy Cross, thanks so much for being on the show. I'm really excited. I can't wait to be there. Can't wait to see you again. You work so hard. And if you're shy, you know, and you wouldn't know how to be, there's so much to do at a tournament. Nancy Cross and the volunteer coordinator will definitely find a place for the people who are a little bit more reserved, more shy. If you've got chauffeur experience, if you've driven taxi, if you've got driving experience, you're the perfect person to volunteer for this event and help raise money for Maui charities. All the money stays on Maui. Thanks, Nancy.
Danielle, we'll see you soon.
Yes.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. My name's Danielle Tucker. We'll be back right after this. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're in office, store, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
If you'd like to play on the South Shore, there's a 9:30, an 11:40, or a 12 o'clock at Poipu Bay, where 25% off sale rack continues there. And at the Prince Course, that's on the North Shore of Kauai, completely different. There's an 8:40, a 10:20, and a 12 o'clock. Kama'aina, you get to play unlimited weekend play for $99. This is such a good deal. And if you haven't been on the Prince Course, it's not crowded on the weekends. It's beautiful. It's you need to do it. I got a chance to do it. It's one of those memories in golf that I'll never forget. That and watching Gary Player and the guys teeing off at Hualalai. They're moments in golf, you know, when you hit the shot perfectly and you can feel it and it takes you back to the back to the course. Yeah, go play the Prince Course. You'll get that feeling. They've got the annual pre-holiday sale, craft fair, and demo day coming up next weekend as well. Let's go to the Big Island, to Hilo, where George Lewitsky has golf treasures in Hilo. He's also the creator of Keoki Putters. Welcome to the show, George.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good. Excellent. Excellent. We're gonna do something. I think I see a jet that's standing by. Yes.
A jet.
Yes.
We've got the jet flying through already.
Yes. Already. We're going to go to San Francisco, but first we've got to qualify to be in the drawing, and to do that, just call 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467 gets you into the drawing. So call now, the ninth caller. Now, you can only one qualifier per family, Don Glatt. You've qualified. Okay, but we got the phones ringing. All right, let's talk.
The phones are ringing.
The phones are ringing.
Everybody's been informed of what's going on. So thank you for inviting me on the show today.
Absolutely. George, you are in the aerospace biz. I mean, you were in the, you're an aerospace engineer and rocket scientist?
No. My father was an aerospace engineer, rocket scientist.
Uh-huh.
I grew up in Los Angeles, and my father was heavily involved with that, and pretty much grew up with a machine shop in my garage.
But through osmosis.
Through osmosis, yes.
Yes.
Through osmosis, I'm a rocket scientist and probably have been to space on the weekend.
But when you're involved in that machine shop world, in the tooling of things, that you kind of get the sense of it. You feel like you've been doing it with your dad all those years. Is that how you got into designing a putter?
I got into doing a lot of things through my father and my uncle, being involved with the machine shops and that. I started out when I was in school, going to college, I was a jeweler. So I started tinkering with metals and, you know, different designing and things and stuff like that. And it pretty much grew from there. You know, I came to Hawaii back around 10 years ago and started a construction business then. And about 6 years ago, I bought Golf Treasures. And Golf Treasures is this little golf shop. I call it the biggest little golf shop in Hilo.
Uh-huh.
It's an awesome little place. We got a swing cage in the back. We got a group of people that hang out there on a daily basis. I think some of them actually even live there.
Yeah, but you just haven't found where they're sleeping.
Absolutely. I find cans laying around at places and stuff like that.
If you've got one in your neighborhood, you need to go. Like the Aloha Golf Center where I was yesterday. It's such a great feeling. You go in, I had my putter fitted. It was re-gripped. I don't know how it was putting. The grip was so slick.
No, I understand. I mean, I get guys that come in. We did re-grips. We do re-grips there. We do custom shafts. You know, I'm a Fujikura charter distributor, so I'm always tweaking clubs for guys and doing re-grips and talking story with them and hearing the latest thing about how this game's going and that game's going and who's the sandbagger and who isn't.
Well, what's special about the Keoki putter?
Well, the Keoki putter, the best part about it is it's designed. It's manufactured and it's assembled here in the state of Hawaii. The other thing about it is it conforms to USGA rules, and I designed it because I couldn't find a putter that worked for me. But what I did a couple of years ago, I started doing R&D work on this and took it to where it is now. And I think the reason it works, and I know the reason it works, is a combination of many things. It's the face. It's got a custom fly cut face on it. It's the balance of the putter. You know, it automatically seems to just come right back square to the ball every time you bring it, you know, to take it back and just let it come forward, and it comes right through every time.
Beautiful. Is it a blade?
It's a blade. It's a shaft in head putter, and it comes face balance. It comes mid, and it comes toe balance. I've got 3 different weights at this time. You know, we've got a 325 gram head, a 300 gram head, and a 275 head. And, you know, they're all influenced by the size of the grip and the balance and the swing weight of the putter. But, you know, you can pretty much accommodate everybody with one of these clubs.
Beautiful. Okay, so that was because you wanted a putter that worked for you, so you sat down and decided to design something.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff out there just didn't seem to work.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to do sometimes. Take, you know, life into your own hands. I'm going to make my own putter. I'm going to make this work for me.
Well, that's it. That's what I did. I made it work, and we went through different prototypes, and we came, you know, to the final product, and with its fly cut face and the face angle of the putter, and there's a forward press on the shaft that automatically puts your hands ahead of the ball. You know, as far as anybody from a scratch golfer all the way up to a 30 handicap, this thing works.
Where do I find it?
You find it at Golf Treasures. It's available through Golf Treasures online. And after the first of the year, it's going to be hopefully going into all the different pro shops. I've got people on the West Coast. I've got a lady in Anaheim. I've got another gentleman down in Las Vegas. I've got another gentleman up in Washington State area, and somebody back in Florida is going to be running with these demos and all that.
Oh, this is exciting, George. I mean, yes. Now, what I didn't know when I was reading about you is that the Big Island is the only place in the state of Hawaii that has a special Olympics golf program.
Yes, it is. And that's probably one of the biggest things that I give back to the community, and I enjoy doing that so much. I originally started out working with the junior golfers. I used to sponsor tournaments for them every year. and I did that for 3 years, and then I was approached by the area director to start a golf team for Special Olympics golfers.
Wow. So you've been running a tournament once a year for the last 5 years?
Yes, and that's a fundraiser tournament and a tournament. The format nowadays is a best ball format where I've got a Special Olympics golfer with three regular golfers. They go out on the course and they play an 18-hole round. And fundraiser for all of my expenses and everything for the year. And it works out really good. And I tell you, there's nothing that will open your eyes until you play a round of golf with a Special Olympics athlete.
You've been coaching the kids for 5 years too? How long have you been coaching special needs children?
5 years. I do it every Friday. It starts, the season starts in around June and we run through August. It's about 14 to 16 weeks every Friday at one of the local golf courses. I donate the entire day Friday basically to them and coach them, and we play rounds of golf on Friday. And then we have this big tournament at the end of the year.
Fantastic. Fantastic. By the way, Jim Quinn of Mililani, yes, you are a qualifier. You may be flying to San Francisco if we pull your name out of the hat, so to speak. You're a qualifier for our anniversary flyaway. We do this every year, and you get to go on Hawaiian Airlines to San Francisco. You can go to any one of the fabulous destinations, Seattle, Los Angeles, but we're going to provide you with a place to stay in San Francisco, and it's part of the Starwood Luxury Collection. It's the Palace Hotel, a four-star hotel. So I hope you're the winner. So just call in. We'll do it again later in the hour. George Lewitsky, Keoki Putters, Golf Treasures, and coach for special needs children. Really nice to meet you. I hope we can talk again.
I hope so.
Yeah, this has been fun. All right. So give us your number again, where we can find you online.
The number, well, you can find me online at golftreasures.net.
Okay, .net.
.net, not .com, .net, or you can reach me at keokiputters.com.
So you've got two websites.
One for
your treasures. I like your golf treasures. It looks like a really fun place to go and practice. And keokiputters.com. And you're going to be donating a putter to the HSJGA Tournament of Champions that's coming up in December. That is very nice of you. Appreciate that.
It's an awesome head. It's got all the logos on it. It's got the HS, High State Junior Golf Association logo. It's going to be a commemorative putter to Michelle Wee for all the efforts and everything she's given to the golf, world here in Hawaii. And hopefully it'll be auctioned off and bring a lot of money into Hawaii Junior Golf.
That's the plan. Mary B. Porter King will be joining us with Dottie Pepper in just a few minutes. So this is really exciting, George. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle. And I hope you have a good day.
You too. We'll talk again.
We'll talk soon.
Are you going to go play again? Go play some golf, or are you going to go over to Golf Treasures?
For today's Golf Treasures, tomorrow is Volcano Country Club.
Volcano! Speaking of volcano, it is a wonderful 55 degrees. I like it when it gets cold. And you could play around at 10:30, 11:18, or 11:24. Those are the tee times open right now at Volcano. And George Lewitsky will be there tomorrow, but you can check him out at Golf Treasures in Hilo today. Thanks, George.
Thank you, Daniel.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team.
Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get star protection.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We were talking just a minute ago with George Zawitski, Keoki Putters and Golf Treasures in Hilo about an auction. And you may be thinking, what was that about an auction? Well, Michelle Wee and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association launched an online fundraiser for junior golf. She, of course, has assumed the title sponsorship. She is now the title sponsor. She's $30,000. She's going to try to raise through the auction, and then she's going to match that $30,000, and all of that goes to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, which then tries to provide scholarships, quote-unquote, to kids that need travel assistance, because to get from one island to another to play, to get the points and to win the events that will get you to the Tournament of Champions can be a pretty expensive undertaking. So, you know, I mean, it's like, I don't know, $300 at least to go round trip between one place and the other. It's that, you know, after a while, your parents are going, huh? You want to do what? You want to play golf? Is this going to do something for us? Well, it's surprising how many junior golfers manage to get into college on a scholarship because they're really good. And, you know, there's, did you see that Division III golf program coach? Unbelievable. I'm not even going to mention his name or what school he's at. But just let's just say that he went on an incredible rant because his kids weren't winning. You know, hey, they were having a bad day. You don't need to talk to them like that. Well, he was fired. Thank you very much for firing him. He doesn't deserve to be with kids. They're all children still. Even in college, they're kids, you know, and they have all those problems. Anyway, let's get back to the good news. Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, Michelle Wee, they have an online fundraiser for junior golf, and it's really cool. And Michelle Wee is the goal, $30,000 and beyond. And we'll be talking with, of course, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association founder. She doesn't like to be called the founder. A lot of people helped me do this, and she's absolutely right. But she was the motivating factor. She is the power behind it, and she'll be on the show in a little bit. Joining us as well, Dottie Pepper. I'm just thrilled to be meeting Dottie Pepper. You know, 17 LPGA tournaments, 2 major championship, NBC Golf Channel analyst, one of the best, and Bogey Balkan co-creator. She'll probably say I didn't create that too. You know, that's just how they are. And now we're going to meet this a wonderful woman who is writing for a website that happens to host my golf show as well. I'm really pleased to say that they've wanted to. Bunkers Paradise is the name of the website. You need to go there. Kate Hughes, a former LPGA Tour player. She toured the world. 2 top 10 finishes in the U.S., a victory in Japan. She grew up in Minnesota, attended the University of Minnesota. Not only got her BS in business administration, she minored in psychology. So she is probably one of the perfect people to understand the stresses that how you feel when you are a professional golfer and having to travel. We were talking about traveling inter-island. Well, talk about traveling interstate. Sometimes not being able to afford to fly. You've got to drive. Let's bring Kate Hughes. Welcome to the show, Kate. Is Kate there? No, Kate's... Oh, we don't have Kate yet. Oh, okay. Well, she'll be on the show soon. I certainly hope. She's a wonderful person. She was named the All Big Ten team for 3 years and still holds a lot of records in her competitive years at the University of Minnesota, honored as a Big Ten Female Athlete of the Year in her senior year. So, and a Big Ten Medal of Honor winner. It's just awesome. She's the mom of a 2.5-year-old, and that'll keep you going and drive you crazy. I mean, she's just a wonderful person. Let's check out the LPGA. Lorena Ochoa, speaking of wonderful people, she has no regrets at all about retiring. None whatsoever. She's absolutely thrilled to be a mom and a wife and do all those things. And right now, Angela Stanford, Inbee Park, Christy Kerr, Candy Kung, Stacey Lewis, who could be the first player of the year since 1994, So Young Ru, Karin Icher, I.K. Kim, Hee Kyung Kim, Catherine Ho, Anna Nordquist, Ai Miyazato, Vicky Hurst, Yanni Sen, all at the top of the leaderboard. And you may be saying, you know, where's Michelle Wee? Well, she followed her first round 66 with a 75. Up next on the LPGA is the CME title holders. If you've won an event, you are in the event. And speaking of being in, Kate Hughes is here. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
I gave you this great build-up introduction, so I'm not going to introduce you again.
Fantastic. I don't need to hear the greatness of me.
But with your minor in psychology, I did mention that you are the perfect person to work with people on the LPGA Tour or in any facet of life on the rigors, the stresses of being a competitive golfer in competition, the travel, the weariness that you start feeling, the not winning, all of those things. And I bring this up, Stina Sternberg over at Golf Digest wrote a really compelling piece about Christina Kim and depression. Now, if you or any of your loved ones may have this or any form of mental, and I call it illness, and I don't mean it, it is debilitating, it is difficult for family, get help, acknowledge it, accept that there is not something wrong with you. It's when we were able to explain to someone very near and dear to me that it's nothing, it's just the body is not producing a chemical that the brain needs to keep it stabilized and functioning the way most of us do because we get the salts that are necessary. There's so many things that we don't understand about the body, and some of them is chemical balances in the brain.
Right.
And you had similar experiences while you were in competition on the LPGA Tour, didn't you?
I absolutely did. You know, it's one of those things. I had five surgeries while I was on the tour, and one after one after one, it starts to build up. And what ends up happening, and like for Christina Kim and Lindsay Wright's also come out and said that she suffers from depression, a tour player. But what ends up happening is you just find yourself being the golfer, like that's who you are. And when it's kind of taken away or an injury or something, you know, that definition of who you are, you think you're just the tour player, it starts to weigh on your mind and you start getting really down and then it just sort of becomes a snowball effect. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it absolutely happened to me where by the end, I had to just retire, and, you know, the injuries are the injuries, but by the last injury I had, it was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I was depressed, and I felt like I lost my identity of who I was. Well, I'm actually a pretty nice person outside of golf, so, but
well,
at the time...
Obviously, look at what you have your BS in, business administration, right?
I mean, yeah.
You have a degree, right?
Absolutely.
But it's so hard when you're suffering from injuries and then compound that, of course, with the difficulties of traveling and trying to compete, and you don't think you're ever going to get healthy again. I'll never be able to pursue my passion again. What are you doing with the LPGA Tour to help others who go through this deal with that?
Well, I've been talking with a couple members who are present, like Heather Daly Donofrio, and we've been just kind of figuring out that, you know, I shared my story, and we've talked about Christina and Lindsay, and unfortunately there was a tour player who ended up committing suicide a couple years back, and a lot of professional athletes. So we've been discussing what can we do to make a difference so that, you know, the people like Christina Kim, myself, and other players don't have to deal with this alone. And we are trying to put together what I'll say is like a mental health program from when they get on tour as rookies, and even on the transition when you retire to go elsewhere. And we'd like this to become like all the professional organizations to look at the LPGA and what program we created, and we want everyone to take a page out of our book and say, hey, you know, we need to make build awareness, because you're right, Danielle, you said that this is not, I mean, the illness is a word and it seems like it's taboo, but it is what it is, and it's nothing's wrong with you. People do have chemical imbalances, you know, and people do live with things, but we can live with it, and we can be very successful in everything we do. And that's sort of the goal of the LPGA, is finding a way to not only just bring the information, make building awareness, but also helping the players treat. One thing the LPGA did have was a call-in number if you were suffering or if you felt like you were alone, but not a lot of players were calling and using it.
That's because you don't want to admit that.
Exactly. What we're trying to do is maybe have someone like, you know, myself, who is not a psychologist, but, you know, hey, give me a call. I've been in your shoes. I know what it feels like. So getting a bunch of us, you know, alum or whatever, that can say, I know how you feel. And if we can build that kind of a program, then maybe the girls will call in saying, hey, I had a bad round and I feel crappy.
Yeah, you know, let me ask you this, though. One thing that happens with people who end up, you lose them because you didn't know how to reach out to them, and we're talking about suicide. Oftentimes, those people, I don't mean it that way, but no. You know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
They seem to be so darn happy. You know, they're always just so fun, you know? There's nothing ever wrong. But,
well, yeah, it's funny that you actually say that because I am actually going to write a book. And eventually when I get my little pen to paper, it's something that I want to call like Behind the Mask, because nobody knew how depressed I really was. And I'm going to throw it right out there. I tried to commit suicide. I have no, you know, anybody listening, it just is what it is. But I was behind the mask. And I'll tell you what, Danielle, so many people were shocked because they said, gosh, you are so happy. You are fun. You're everything. I'm like, but it's what's behind me. Look at Junior Seau, the football player.
Right.
Everybody thought he was awesome and happy.
And had everything.
But the person who's there, we don't know. Like at that moment, I thought everybody would be better off if I wasn't around. Everybody would, and I'd feel better. But in the end, when I'm now stepping out of it and forward, I'm like, wow, everybody did love me. And you made a point about what do you do? Well, it was really nice to even have people. The reason, you know, I didn't complete it, I guess, is I had so many people reaching out to me saying, hey, are you okay? What can I do? And I think that was sort of the reason I didn't make it to that ultimate point of, you know, taking enough of the whatever, the pills. Mm-hmm. You know, we need people just to say, hey, check in with you. And one of the things I like to do on the LPGA is have like groups of five or something and have these girls check in on each other, like a buddy system. Why not?
Yeah, that's good, because when you get to know somebody, you can't fake it after a while.
No, because when you get to know this, the heart of someone, they're like, you know, even though you might have a mask, but your best friend or a bestie or even somebody might just see there's a little something, just check in with you, take you out to dinner. Those are the types of things that really, really help.
Yeah, exactly. Kate.
Yes.
We have Mary B. standing by. And she's been on hold for a few minutes. She'll be joining us in just a couple of seconds. And I'd like to bring her in. Before I do that, though, I just want to say that I love your, what is your motto?
You know what I say all the time?
Yeah, what do you say all the time?
I say keep smiling and always believe.
Keep smiling and always believe. But in that smile, you know, you have to also acknowledge that sometimes the smile belies the true what's within. So
yes.
Don't be afraid to reach out, you know, and say, you know, gee, I'm not having the best day today. It's not always fun. I'm just an idea. You have a website where people can go. We need to talk again about your teaching. You are a mental coach for golfers. And
mm-hmm.
Do you also teach the swing, a swing coach?
A little bit, yeah. I feel so strongly about the mental side, so that's typically what I do is the mental game, and sometimes it gets into a couple swings because, you know, people are, like, you know, trying to figure it out. But
yeah,
I'm really passionate about the mental side.
Okay, how do you teach that? Do you sit down in a room together? Are you on a golf course?
Both. Well, you know, I sit down with a player. We talk about, you know, their goals. We figure things out. Take them out in the golf course because I need to see how they are. But we work on, you know, mental positive imagery, visualizing the good shots, letting go of the poor shots, the not so good, and just changing, I call it like changing the brain.
Tom Lehman said something. I, of course, a very, very close friend, a dear friend of his died, Jim Flick. And he was playing for the Charles Schwab Cup last weekend,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't help but think, he was trying not to think about the fact that his friend was terminally ill, pancreatic cancer. This happens to be Pancreatic Cancer Month, November, by the way, Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked, how do you keep those thoughts out? And he said, well, yeah, you know, I do have those thoughts that I'm going to chunk it, or I'm going to mishit it, or I'm going to... And then I have to tell myself, well, no, I'm a pretty good golfer. I probably won't do that.
You know,
that was brilliant, you know.
That was awesome. You know what? Even the best in the world, I mean, look at Tom Lehman, one of the best in the world. And
right.
He still thinks he's going to shank and chunk it.
Exactly. Let's bring, before we take a break, and let's bring Mary B. Porter King, because I know you wanted to say hi to her, Kate.
I do.
Mary B., welcome to the show.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Excellent. You're all the way over in Baltimore, where all things are happening on the PG Tour. I mean, the PG of America. There's a new CEO. There are new directors. I want to ask you if who's the new independent? You were once an independent director on the PG of America board. Is Dottie Pepper joining us?
Dottie is here, and Renee Powell is too.
My goodness.
Oh, my. Thank you for one.
All right. So, Kate, thanks so much for being on the show, and we'll talk soon.
My pleasure. I look forward to it. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kate.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back in the clubhouse. I am just over. I had no idea that I would have two first ladies of golf on my show and Dottie Pepper when I woke up this morning. Mary B. Porter King, thanks so much. And I've never met Renee Powell or Dottie. Thank you for joining us in the clubhouse. This is fantastic.
Well, don't thank us yet.
You mean you're going to take over my show and just have a good time? No, we've got a brand new, there's 400 PGA professionals representing 41 nationwide sections in Baltimore. This is the 96th PGA annual meeting. Transform, empower, engage. I love that, the theme. That is great. Would you like to speak to it first? Should we start with Mary B. or Renee?
Well, I, as you know, I serve my term, but the other ladies in the room with me are starting to serve and one still serving. Renee's been serving the game for years and continues to do unbelievable things in the game, and Dottie has stepped up to the plate big time to give her time and knowledge and to the PGA of America, and I think she's going to be an amazing asset to the PGA as an outside perspective.
In what way is she? I know there was an independent director that was going to be announced today. Is that?
That would be Dottie Pepper.
Dottie Pepper! Congratulations!
You're speaking to her.
Oh, well, Well, I'm sorry. I'm just getting this. Congratulations. So exciting to have you on the board of directors of the PGA of America. That's thrilling. I mean, you are an amazing person. 17 LPGA Tour events, 2 major championships, of course, NBC Golf Channel golf analyst, Bogey Bolton co-creator. Bogey tees off just the first book in many of the series, and now a board of director, PGA of America. What do you want to do in the, as a board of director, what would you like to accomplish?
Well, this week I'm just trying to get kicked off before anything starts.
Oh, okay.
Not to get kicked off before anything starts. I asked Ted Bishop that when he approached me about this particular opening, and I have a strong suspicion Mary B was very much behind this. But that's just a theory that I have.
You're probably.
And I asked him, what will I be most impactful about? Because I don't want to make this commitment and then just sit around. That was not the way I operate, and I don't think that's the way you should operate if you're given an opportunity like this. And it will be the women and kids trying to get bigger and better programs for juniors, an outside perspective on that, and the same thing with women. It can be a really difficult game and one that people are so afraid to make a mistake, and it's our job to take down those walls.
I want to ask you about, let's start with junior golf. It's hard for us to believe this in Hawaii because we have golf available to us 365 days of the year.
Right.
But the junior participation is actually down nationwide. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's purely because of competition. There's funding issues, but I think more above that is competition. You're looking at lacrosse out of Boone, soccer out of Boone. Basketball program's doing well. We have a rec center basically in our backyard. In the winter months, it is filled with AAU basketball programs, and they are packed them in from 7 o'clock in the morning on through the afternoon. And the really, if you take a look back at those programs, the common denominator is that they're teams, and kids are being able to do things with their buddies. So there's a stick factor. The minute you have your buddy going, oh, I don't want to be left behind, I'll go too. And I think the program that was begun this year with the team concept of golf for kids is going to be something that I think we're going to see a huge impact on. And it's I'm excited to try to find new ways to make it even bigger and better.
I love it. That's like having a league, like a golf league, where the kids get to get together and play as teams.
Yeah, I mean, what kid doesn't want to throw a jersey on just like their best buddy and everybody have a number and go play? And that's an opportunity for boys and girls to compete with and against each other in a scramble format. So, again, that fear factor of hitting a bad shot really kind of goes away because it doesn't all fall on you. So it's a great way to get kids involved and then keep them there because it's fun.
Yes, absolutely. And you get to be with your friends. Who wants to stand around all by themselves on the tee or on the putting green and wonder what everybody else is doing on Facebook? And
right, and not every kid is wired to have a solitary existence.
No.
Very few are. So I think this is a wonderful answer to what's become a pretty big problem.
Yeah. Now, in Hawaii, of course, we can go to one of the munis and all the kids could get together. Can you think of an indoor place for children in the winter months to be able to do something like this so it stays year-round?
Absolutely. I mean, it would be really cool to have it, or a snag program or something similar in our rec center right in Saratoga. I mean, it's a really sports-minded town. You obviously can't be outside all times of the year, but to build on the pilot program that happened down near Albany this year, trying to get kids get golf into schools, especially with the middle schoolers. The pilot program was enormously successful, and I don't think there's any reason why that can't continue all winter long.
Fabulous. That's exciting. And now for women, I just went to the Aloha Golf Center yesterday and had my putter re-gripped Gee, did it need it. I had a club adjusted. I don't know how to adjust a tailor-made driver. You know, I don't. I just am not good enough, and I don't think.
Neither do I.
Okay.
None of us in the room do. I don't think so.
All right. So, you know, they helped me, and Joey Tadeo. I just want to acknowledge his gentleness. I had to tell him that. Listen, my whole body right now is tense because I'm scared, because you're watching me, and. Mm-hmm. And I can only swing so many times in front of you before I think I'm going to be really, really sore tomorrow. but he walked me through it. And I had to acknowledge to him that I was frightened. I was in a bit of a state of shock. And having him watch made me uncomfortable. But he just sat and he was very calm. And I think I think that's the kind of thing that women are afraid. That's what brings that fear and that sense of being uncomfortable in a situation where you're supposed to be having fun, is the part of the golf game that is intimidating. And I don't know how.
Go ahead. Yeah, I think you're right, Danielle. I think that as a good teacher, that you have to be able to identify your student and their fears, their abilities, and all of that. And I almost think that the Junior Golf League is something that could go through all parts of the game for all learners, so that they start in a safe environment, not just necessarily for children, but women are different, and most women are different. Probably the three sitting in this room didn't learn that way, but most women don't want to embarrass themselves, and they want to do what's right, and we need to provide them that environment as a good teacher. So Renee can speak to that. She spends a lot of time in instruction.
Yeah, you know, Danielle, I think the thing with women, as Mary B said, that, you know, we can have youth leagues and we can have women's leagues and various things like that. But what I find is that because as we become adults and we learn something new, we don't want to look bad. We don't want to look silly, you know. And when you're swinging the club and if you miss a golf ball, which is not moving, you know, we feel really, really embarrassed. And so what I have, actually, a couple of years ago, I started a three-hole ladies golf league. And I think that women getting involved with programs as groups is very important, too. So with my three-hole ladies golf league, what I did was getting them involved. And I do an instructional league for 6 weeks of instructions, and then they continue to play. And they may not have a lot of time, but at least they want to get together. They want to get some exercise. And they realize that they're all starting from skill level one, and it makes it very comfortable. And I think that it's very difficult sometimes just on a one-on-one if somebody's learning something new. But if you can put them in a situation where they're learning with several other people or a group of people, a group of women, or a group of youngsters, then it becomes so much easier because you don't think that people are keying their eyes just solely on you.
Exactly. It's the keying of the eyes solely on you. I think that makes women the most uncomfortable. We have spent our lives with poor posture to hide our breasts because we're uncomfortable being stared at as adolescents going through that transition. Eh? I mean, seriously. So when you're in the position of having a professional staring at, most of them are men, try to find a woman if you can. There are a few, you know, here in Hawaii. Renee Lee on Maui just comes to mind all of a sudden. But it is difficult. Now, one thing that women might have been golfers as children or as teenagers, then gotten into college and kind of gotten away from it, they go back to the game and find that they can't hit the ball anymore the way they did when they were kids. And they are embarrassed. And that's what happened to me. And I was released with the impact bag. Boy, there was not just a ball that I had to hit. I got to hit the impact bag. And I could put all of myself into that moment. And that released something inside of me that the athlete came out again. That's the only way I can put it. And I was able to then use my swing and develop my swing. And I'm just telling you what my transition was from feeling secure in the game as a kid, getting away from the game, coming back to the game. It's interesting.
But I do think people who have gone away from the game and come back after, especially after a significant time, make it, you know, even 10 years. I think the thing they have to remember, and it's our job to remind them as well, is that the equipment has made it easier. And to try to get your hands on some dumbbell clubs, do yourself the favor of not grabbing that set out of your garage that, you know, the grips might be hard and slick and the head's very tiny and not forgiving as far as, you know, sweet spots go. Things have come an awfully long way, and a lot of those difficulties have certainly been softened. Don't make it any more difficult than it needs to be.
Exactly. So if you're going to go back into the game, don't pull your clubs out that you were using when you were in high school.
Because... Or just take them out as comparison, not necessarily, and just know that it is a little bit easier.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, and it can be a lot of fun. I know one woman who's a senior player, and she had to go and play in events. Businesses would have charity events, or the business would take everybody out for a day of golf on the course. And when they created the Big Bertha, boy, did that release her! She's like, "Oh, thank God, I can hit this! I can hit the white ball."
Sure.
Yeah. So yeah. It's all possible.
Well, I think, you know, the key word you just said there was fun, and I think the more fun we can make it, the better. And speaking of fun, I know you want to talk about Dottie's book.
Yes.
which makes it really fun, because it's a great book, and she has a new book coming out for Christmas, so I'll let her speak to that.
Thank you. Bogey Balton is the, I just love how Bogey goes through the in what is the first book, Bogey Tees Off, right?
That's correct, and it's out now in paperback and hardcover, but literally last weekend we released the second book just in time for Christmas, and like the first, it has a charitable component to it. The first was Junior Golf Initiatives, and the second one, I know it's near and dear to a lot of PGA professionals' hearts, and that's the Folds of Honor, and it's the real story of Christmas. As Bogey meets Santa Ball and his eight little rainballs, snowballs, golf balls instead of reindeer. And it was so much fun doing this, getting the canter proper, getting the rhyming correct, and how many little gives and goes we gave it and until we got it right. And the illustrations, as they were in the first book, are just tremendous. But the charitable component of this book will go to the Folds of Honor, and I think we all were blown away today by the Patriot Award, and the fellow at Westchester Country Club that was chosen to receive it and what all he's done. So the fact that a book like this could go to further something like that makes every little bit of it worth it.
Can you tell us a little bit about what they've done at the Country Club for Folds of Honor?
Yeah, he basically was inspired by Jim Estes, and actually probably Renee's the one to speak to this because she's very involved now with really the women's side of the military and making sure that we haven't forgotten about them. So I'm going to let Renee speak to that a bit.
Thank you, Renee.
Yeah, well, you know, there are so many veterans from all of our wars, actually, and I think that a lot of people are doing things from the Vietnam era all the way through now, and golf has been such a sport that brings it gains self-confidence in people who have gone through a lot of issues, maybe have lost limbs, you know, lost their arms or lost their legs or just from a mental standpoint, having served. And what the program was with the Folds of Honor is various service people, men and women, and a lot of times, as Mary B. said, women are left out and they don't realize that they are in the combat area too. So by introducing them to the game of golf and showing them that this is something that they can do, and there are a lot of golf professionals out there, but certainly the award winner today who has really given up himself to bring golf to our wounded warriors, to those who have lost a lot of self-confidence, and this is helping to build their self-confidence, showing them that even if they have gone through some suffering, whether it's mental challenges or physical challenges, golf is something that they can still do.
Absolutely.
And so this is what we are doing now. Actually, and I have started a program for women veterans so that women aren't left out. There are a lot of women that are suffering from PTSD and TBI, traumatic brain injury, the gentleman today, the golf professional, John Kennedy at Westchester Country Club, is the one that was honored. And, I mean, he has just been tremendous in what he has done. And he had a lot of items, brand new items in the shop that he's given to families and to the soldiers, both male and females, to help them feel good about the game, get into the game, whether it's equipment or apparel. And so, and I think the one thing that the video showed is that all of us country can do our part in helping to support those who have given their time to protect us, to keep us safe and keep us free in this country.
Thank you very much, Renee Powell.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, I bet it was. And our veteran Tammy Duckworth, just elected to Congress, she gave two of her legs. And I think the awareness of women in combat and women who have the same kinds of things that we assume it's just a man thing.
Correct.
She will definitely elevate our consciousness on that level, and women need to be able to feel like they're included as well. Folds of Honor is the charitable component of the latest Bogie Baulton book, and Dottie Pepper, what is the name of this one again?
It is Bogie Baulton's Night Before Christmas.
Bogie.
So we did the adaptation on the classic, and as I said, instead of reindeer, they're golf balls, and instead of Santa Claus, it's Santa Ball.
That's awesome. I love it.
And Bogie learns that it's not about the presents under the Christmas tree.
Oh, you've made me.
I'm not telling you anymore. You got to get the book.
I got to get the book. Where can I get the book?
It's a number of places, primarily, and if you actually order today, it's free shipping on our own website, bogieteesoff.com. It's also available through the bookleger and at PGA airport locations and at PGA superstores as well. So those are the four easiest ways to find him. And again, there's free shipping through today, website-wide.
Yeah.
BogieTeesOff.com.
BogieTeesOff.com. I have totally blown away. Thank you so much. I know you have a meeting to go to. You're in the middle of the PGA of America annual meeting in Baltimore. Dottie Pepper, Renee Powell, Mary B. Porter King, thanks so much for being on the show with me this morning.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle. We'll
see you soon.
Good. Thank you. Aloha. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Magnificent by nature. Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more, both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back. Over the next 4 months, we're going to give away two trips for two on Hawaiian Airlines to the West Coast for fabulous nights in the Palace Hotel in San Francisco. You can fly to Seattle, to Los Angeles, to San Jose, to Las Vegas on Hawaiian Airlines, to New York. But we've got a trip for you because we've got the hotel in San Francisco. You can fly anywhere you want, but the hotel is going to be in San Francisco. They're not moving the Starwood Luxury Collection Palace Hotel. We'll get our qualifiers. We'll do a drawing for the first winner. And guess what? Our consolation prize is we started all over again. So you can get another chance, all right? So when you hear the jet taking off for, oh, I don't know. Hey, there it goes. Wow. All right. Yep, it's time for you to call 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467, and Princeville, Prince Course. Okay, it's the most beautiful course. Well, all of Robert Trent Jones' courses are his children, so he doesn't have a favorite, so it's one of the most beautiful courses. And you can go and play it, unlimited play, for $99. On the weekend, Kama'aina, take advantage of this. There's also the annual pre-holiday sale. It's an event with a craft fair, logo sale, and a demo day, and it's all next weekend. Free clinics, learn a few swing tips, what club is right for your game, what's new in drivers, play the right golf ball, do you have the right wedge? All of that's happening at the Prince Course. It's demo day, craft fair. Craft fair starts at 9, demo day at 10 o'clock. Be there or be square. All right, so if we were getting a bit too girly for you, we're gonna switch gears, and we're going for swing speed, okay? And speed golf. And the man who knows about this, Jacob Bowden, swing speed, a competitor, an amazing competitor. Welcome to the show, Jacob.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi. It's good to have you. We're going to have a little bit of interruption with all the people who are calling in. We seem to be having some technical difficulties, but we can hear you. You're calling from Switzerland, from Zurich. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm about as far away from Hawaii as I could be.
Yes, you are. I remember when I lived in Switzerland, and my mother said, okay, we're moving to Hawaii. I looked on a globe in my schoolroom, and I went, oh, that's on the other side of the world.
Yeah, it's a long way away from, the two are definitely far apart from each other.
Yeah, but you were just here in the States. I'm surprised we didn't hook up then. You were at Bandon Dunes for the, what is it called again?
The Speed Golf World Championships.
Speed Golf. Now, tell us, what is Speed Golf?
Speed golf is basically golf, but you try and play as fast as you can. So your speed golf score is a combination of the time that it takes you to play plus your regular golf score. So unlike regular golf, well, I guess there's two main differences. One, you're allowed to leave the flag stick in the interest of time when you're putting on the green. And then the other difference is if you lose a ball or you hit a ball out of bounds, you're allowed to drop on the line of approximately where you lost it, because it was thought to be too much of a penalty to have the time penalty in addition to the stroke penalty to run back and play a shot from another place from where you played your original shot. So those are the only two differences.
Got it.
Just trying to play as fast as you can.
Now, you came in fifth at Bandon Dunes in the Speed Golf Championship. Let me ask you, what was your score?
The first round I did 75 in 61 minutes. I played the old McDonald course.
I'm sorry. You shot a 75 in 61 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no cart, just on my own, carrying my own bag.
All right. And what was the winning score?
Well, the World Championships are 2 days. So the second day I didn't quite play as well. I just had 78, but I ran faster. I did that in 56 minutes. So it's the combination of the time for the both days and the golf score. So I was close to I finished six behind the winner, so I was really close. And the guy that has the world record for the Guinness World Record for speed golf, he finished one place in front of me. So it was an honor just to, you know, to be in the mix with those guys.
This is exciting. See, we're talking about how to get kids interested in the game of golf. And some children, some young adults, some men aren't interested in a leisurely walk through the park in a bunch of golf carts. They would much rather challenge themselves to something that's athletically, I know golf is an athletic competition, right? But you're taking it to another level, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of people compare it to biathlon, where you are skiing across country and you get your heart rate up, and then you have to stop and then shoot your rifle at a target, do something very precise while you're all amped up. So speed golf is kind of similar. It's you run up to your shots, you're out of breath, your legs are giving out, and you still have to pull yourself together for a few seconds long enough to be able to hit a good shot.
The putting must be really a real bummer.
That's the part that people probably have the most difficulty adjusting to. It took me probably, the first time I tried it, it took me about, I don't know, 6 or 8 holes to kind of get the idea on the full shots. And then the putting at first, that was long and short and just kind of all over the place. And there's a trick to being able to calm yourself for just 2 or 3 seconds, long enough to be able to hit a putt with good rhythm.
Wow. Wow. How did you get into speed golf?
I just saw my cousin posted a YouTube video on Facebook, and I saw it from there. And there's a video of the Guinness record holder Chris Smith playing a round of Bandon Dunes. I think he did a 68 and 54 minutes, something like that. But the video is on YouTube. It's a really cool video, and it actually shows a time lapse video of Chris playing around the speed balls. And I heard about that, and I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. And so I contacted the tournament organizers and to see if I could get in. And based on my scores, my golf skills, my previous scores as a pro, and I'd done some running races 10 years prior. So I guess I was fast enough of a runner and a good enough of a golfer to be able to get into the...
To put it all together. So we're really addressing right now with Jacob Bowden, who is a professional golfer and a swing speed trainer, and president of Swingman Golf, Jacob Bowden. We're talking about pace of play issues here. If somebody can shoot a 68 in 54 minutes, I think we should get everybody to speed up their game. You know, something in between the PGA Tour and you guys would be a happy medium for the rest of us to start, you know, increasing how we perform. Unless you just want to do a leisurely walk in the park, there should be no rules. But then you got to let the people behind you go through, play through, and continue your leisurely walk through the park. You always wanted to be a professional athlete. Did you think it would be golf that you got into? What were you interested in?
Well, originally I wanted to, in high school, I guess, probably my two favorite sports in high school were baseball and basketball. And I was lucky enough to go play at a small Division II college for basketball. And then right after I finished college, I got invited up to a tryout with the Twins at the Metrodome. So.
Wow.
But cool. Neither of those, yeah, I mean, it was such a great experience. My favorite memory of that was getting in at bat and then fouling the ball off that big blue wall in right field. It was foul, but I was like, wow, I hit one off the wall, cool. And then, you know, the neck, I ended up striking out, but it was still a really cool experience.
But you made contact for that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. How did you get into, golf as you're here? Your basketball, baseball, what, in between is golf? How did you do that?
Golf was unexpected. I played 1 year on the high school team, and for me to break 50 on 9 holes, that was a good day. So after I my baseball and basketball aspirations didn't pan out, I started working in the corporate world. I was a computer engineer for 5 years, and during that time, I working in an office, sitting at a desk all day wasn't for me. I wanted to be outside. I was I just was athletically minded. I guess, yeah. I needed to be active. And one day I was at a trip, a business trip in Atlanta. And one of the things on my life list of things to do is to go to every major sports event at least once. So one World Series, one Super Bowl, one everything. And the PGA Championship happened to be there. This was in 2001. And I remember walking across one of the fairways where the galleries are allowed to cross. And I just happened to be the one person crossing at that particular point. And I got into the fairway. And it was though, so I could look out to the trees and the galleries, and I felt like I was literally inside the ropes. And all of a sudden, I had this idea, like, oh, I could be a pro golfer. And at the time, it was crazy because I was a 14 handicapper. But, you know, with golf, you can play at a high level professionally until, you know, in your 60s. So I figured, you know, this is something that I had time to do. So I molded over for about a year and then make sure I wasn't kind of losing my mind. And then I decided, you know, I don't want to finish my working career and wonder what if. So I quit my engineering job and took my savings and moved out to California. And in 6 months, I cashed my first check.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That is, this is all about believing in yourself and creating your reality and your life. And it's wonderful that you had the education and you had the job to then pursue your dream. Whatever it happened, you didn't know that your dream was going to be a professional golfer. And now you are. So you, as a swing speed trainer, we need to take our final break. Can you tell us, are you teaching people how to increase their swing speed?
Yeah, that's one of the particular niches that I've, niche expertise that I've come into.
Hold that thought. We have to take a commercial break because these people make sure the show happens. We'll be back right after this on how to increase your swing speed. I know, guys. Okay. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911, 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Welcome back. We're talking with Jacob Bowden. You can find him at Swingman Golf, okay? Swingmangolf.com. Swingman Golf. Jacob Bowden. He's the president, and he's a swing speed competitor. I should say speed golf competitor. But he's going to teach us now a little bit about increasing your swing speed. That niche that you tell us you've wanted to fill, how do you go about helping somebody increase their swing speed?
Well, the speed training I do is actual physical training. There's a number of information and things out there on the internet, in books and videos and stuff, as far as technical things to do to increase your swing speed. And then you can also have lighter equipment, which isn't necessarily better. But then beyond that, once you have a pretty good technique and are striking the ball well, and then you're fit for your equipment, one way to get more distance beyond that is to train your body to be able to execute your fundamentals, which is faster. So I put together this speed training program, and typically in a month, people will get 12 to 16 miles an hour, which is about 2.5 yards per mile an hour. 30 to 40 yards is typical for the first month, and it's a variety of speed drills and strength training drills, the results are good. I've got about 4,500 members on the website, and whether you're male, female, senior, junior, pro, long driver, just getting started, the results always seem to be the same.
Interesting.
Which is really, really cool.
Jacob Bowden is spelled JaacobBowden, and he also has his personal website, jacobbowden.com, in addition to swingmangolf.com. But I noticed that, pull-ups, so difficult for women. How much patience should we have with ourselves when we try to, I see that must be one of the things to increase upper body strength for the swing speed increase?
Well, not necessarily. I have that picture of me doing a pull-up on the website, but that was more to I guess, insinuate the training and the fitness background. The swing speed training itself is more swing specific. The basic speed training program is something that anyone can do, and it's the kind of thing that you can do as long as you have a place to swing. So sometimes I'll train in my backyard. You don't have to be at the range, or you don't have to be at the golf course. You don't have to go to the gym to do a lot of these things for the basic training. If you want to do a little bit more advanced work, then I do get into the things that I used to do to train when I was training for the World Long Drive Championship qualifying.
Oh, this is interesting. I have reached a top speed of 112 miles per hour. This is an increase from 94 miles per hour when I first began your training. And this is somebody, his name is Anthony, a senior golfer at jacobbowden.com. Okay, I have not told anyone about the speed training I'm doing, including my wife, believe it or not. But I've had numerous comments from people I play golf with that I am hitting it farther than I ever have. Some of them appear to be frustrated and jealous. He says, I am very pleased. I like that. That's very cute, the way he said, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Some of the messages.
That is
some
great.
Of the messages that I get from people are really funny.
That's great. And it's been a pleasure meeting you. The show, my time has run out. An hour and a half always goes way too quickly. And Jacob Bowden, thank you so much for being on the show. All the way from Zurich, I wish I was there, Switzerland. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Awesome. My pleasure. Roy Corpuz of Eva Beach, you are our second qualifier. We'll do it again next weekend, qualifying people for the trip for two to San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines. And thank you for making the golf show possible that I do every week. It's the Golf Club. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature, Robert Trent Jones Jr., they conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. a unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat risk assessment, protection for your home, for your business, for your concert, your special event, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, for instance. Get the Star Team on your property. And Princeville's Prince Course, magnificent, completely renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, the works. The Prince Course, offering Kama'aina unlimited Saturday and Sunday play for $99. 826-5001. Princeville's Prince Course. You can catch us at radiogolfclub.com. The show is archived there. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.